The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, who you are. At AJ is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, lots of good stuff all over the place. And we'll keep doing that. I guess Goodell, because Goodell talked about that play, they've shown it over and over 100 times.
What? I haven't seen
from
it.
From the backside, it's obvious. From the other sides at angles they show, it's hard to tell. But the guy who was looking right at it from the back there, yeah, he
should have known.
Yeah. So it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, put odds on it. If it's a good tweet or a good text, we'll read it. Maybe. We'll just have to see. Man, that's another one of those things that this is all anybody's going to talk about all week. And then when you get to the game. The funny thing about Super Bowl week is the teams themselves don't create much news. That's why when dude was talking about Tom Brady earlier in the week, it became such a big subject. Mm-hmm. Because the teams themselves don't make any news. It's pretty rare when something happens. Yeah. And so there's so many people who are assigned to go out there and come up with something that anytime you have anybody says anything even remotely, okay, this is the 35th time they've shown this. I mean, really, what the hell? Is this ESPN? This is an embarrassment to God and everybody.
Yeah, it is ESPN.
Okay. Hey, how many times you want to show it?
Look clean to me on that one.
God.
I think he got there at the same time as the ball.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think we've all seen it enough, guys. That's one of those things they do that kind of drives me nuts, is they just beat crap to death. Steven, the weather guy, says, don't feel too bad. Apparently, the article was written by a hamster, so scroll down to the bottom. Hey, you know what? I get it. Lamont brought up the fact that, well, Sean writes for them, so he's not going to mention his competition, and frankly, I do a lot of writing for Culture Map, which is competition for the Houston Press, so wouldn't shock me if there's reasons for that. I don't know that.
Whatever.
I don't care. Good for the station.
Yeah, good for the other guys on the station.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are all the best. They're tremendous.
You know what happened?
Sad.
You know what happened when they called the station looking for a quote? Or who to mention? Todd only gave him those names.
That's probably
a Todd move for sure.
Yeah, because Todd sent us that.
Yeah. So I was like, look at my boys, all got mentioned. Woo-hoo, doggy.
Yeah, screw that Fowler and Hoffman and Laminack Blank guys. Screw them. Who cares? Odds Ramsey becomes a Texan this year from Rocky. I just don't think, I don't see a division. I don't see the Jaguars letting him go. And they may trade him, but they wouldn't trade him in the division, I wouldn't think. You got to play him twice. I love that guy. I would trade Jadeveon Clowney for Jalen Ramsey right now. In fact, I'd even throw in a small child.
How many more years does Ramsey have on his contract?
I think he's got one more. And then he's got that option.
Okay.
So I think I'll double check.
But. So if you, let's say you're saying for the rest of their careers, you'd rather have Jalen Ramsey than Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I think we've seen the best of Jadeveon Clowney, and it's good, but it's not spectacular. The best of Jalen Ramsey, I think, is the best cornerback in the country, in the NFL when he's at his best.
Maybe so. Yeah. I mean, it didn't look like it last year.
So for 2019, he's got a, 2019 is his last year.
Okay.
Under contract. But I think you can do the 50-year option on him, if I'm not mistaken, which I'm sure they would do.
I just think it's so hard to find. And, like, you know, when you think about, look at Lance's mock draft yesterday. What's everybody after? Pass rushers.
Yeah.
Pass rusher. And that's what everybody is desperate for. Jadeveon Clowney's one of the best. I mean.
He's great against the run. As a pass rusher, he's good. I don't know if he's great.
I think he's great. I mean, well, he's great. He's a great edge player. How about that?
Yeah, he's a great edge player. But, I mean, as far as pass rusher, I think he's a above average pass rusher to a good pass rusher. But he's great against the run. But I also think, you know, last year when everybody was hurt and he was your lone guy, that one guy didn't make a big difference on that defense. I think a shutdown corner can. So I would do it. Greg asked, someone on Twitter tried to claim the ball was tipped. Yeah, that was out there for a while too. But again, we've all watched this 150 times now, including 75 in the last minute. And those guys are watching it in real time in a hurry. And maybe they thought it was tipped. But you know what? We'll never know because they won't let us talk to them. That's all I want is transparency, man.
Yeah.
So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Soccer Ball All says, what are the odds in a parallel universe he catches the ball and fumbles it? Well, he was going out of bounds. It's pretty light. But we're getting into some really weird speculative type stuff here. Parallel universes on football games. I'd like to live in a parallel universe where football doesn't exist.
I don't want to live there.
I want to visit it. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what the world would be like.
Horrible.
Because does that mean soccer would rule the world? If it does, I don't want any part of that. I wouldn't want to be in that world. Did you see the talk that the Raiders, and obviously we talked about Lance's mock draft, that he had the Raiders taking Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
There is some thought that there, Peter King wrote this in which, you know what, I haven't read a single Peter King article since he left Sporting News. It's on Pro Football Talk now, but it's called Football Morning in America, and it's like FMIA. Like, what the hell is that? I don't get any interest in that. And then, oh, yeah, that's his column. Well, I'm not going to read it. But he thinks the Raiders will take a quarterback high but keep Carr and do a Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes thing. Here's my problem with that. Alex Smith was a veteran guy who you'd pretty much gone as far as you could go with. Have we seen Derek Carr's best yet?
I don't know, but if we did, it was near league MVP level, which is something Alex Smith never was.
Right.
So I don't understand it, and I know Lance was saying that he got a lot of grief from Raider fan over putting that pick there because Raider fan likes Derek Carr, rightfully so. I'd like to make sure Derek Carr is not a total flop before I go drafting Kyler Murray. But John Gruden seems to not like Derek Carr, which, I mean, I guess he's the guy making the decisions for better or for worse, right?
Hmm. Yeah, well, I guess he and Mike Mayock now.
Yeah.
I think that's the path to working for the Raiders is just do TV. Walker wants to know, what are the odds AJ has a college basketball play for this week? I bet you've got a couple for tonight.
Yeah, I tweeted out a few for tonight. I don't know if you want to, tail them. I went 0-3 last night. I got confident because I'd been on a real good run.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
And then, yeah, 0-3. But yeah, I like LSU tonight. You'll be able to hear them on our station. I like Creighton tonight. I like Syracuse tonight, and I like Villanova.
I bet your horns last night.
That's one of the games that I lost.
And yeah. They were pretty much written off for dead, right?
10 straight losses to Kansas for Texas. And they just hit big shots when they needed to. It was pretty crazy. But, I mean, good for them.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. When we come back, we'll have more sports for you. We have a little stuff, too. Maybe grab a couple phone calls. We'll just see how it goes.
All right, guys, if you own your home, listen up. Grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance Agency, they're going to save you some money, and it's serious money, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home insurance quote. Then someone made it take 15 minutes, and that was fine, saved a few percent. TGS Insurance has made a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back. You get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. Online ratings nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $825 on home insurance. If you can't use $825, then you're too rich for my blood. I don't know what to tell you. You don't even got to wait till your renewal, because TGS Insurance takes care of the back end. You could free your mind and start fattening your wallet today. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving big today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Roberto, the Rams fan, says, I work downtown and wear my Rams cap every day. Last week I was leaving the downtown Y. The Metro bus driver, Saints fan, did not want to open the door and pick me up. Really, dude? Well, at least the good news is you could wait 7 minutes and get on a bus that didn't have a Saints fan driving it. There's that.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic. Because it's your fault, Roberto. It's your fault that that ref didn't make that call. Taylor says, since media members are getting NFL jobs, what are the odds you would accept an NFL GM job? 0%.
I would do it.
Well, if I were your age, I might be interested in it. No, actually, I wouldn't be at this point, because it'd have to be a perfect situation with an owner who lets you do what you're going to do and let you hire who you want to hire.
I want to be like John Gruden.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do
only
it all.
Better. Only better. Well, I don't want to coach. I don't want to do that. But I'm in a place where I get to do pretty much whatever I want, and I get to do what I want with the website.
Yeah,
I've got free reign. I'm happy with that. I don't really have any interest in doing anything else in the next few years anyway. At some point, I might want to just write novels, but that's a long ways down the road. I'm having too much fun, and we're accomplishing too much here for me to even think about something else. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
God, are you seeing the videos that people are posting from around the country, like not in Texas? It's horrible out there. Like, the Midwest.
Chicago, I mean, we were talking about earlier. That's just brutal. So I'm assuming that whole area is going through the same stuff. And it looks like Atlanta dodged a pretty big bullet because apparently they were going to get some of that and they didn't. So, yeah, well, glad to be living here right now. That's one of the positives. Squeeze in a call. Paul, you're on the Blitz, go, sir.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, sports.
How's it going?
It's going all right. It's going sports.
Yeah, I didn't like that little comment about that little nuclear hillbilly that was talking about the Saints and the Cowboys a minute ago. But I know the Saints got ripped and everything, and I'm a Cowboys guy. But I guess he's probably a freaking Cardinals fan.
He might be. I don't know what OU Mike's NFL leanings are.
Nuclear hillbilly, is that what he called
That's him? What he called OU Mike, a nuclear hillbilly. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but I kind of like it. It sounds offensive.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see Penny Hardaway kind of got into it with, well, Tom Pender's on Twitter, but he's basically saying that these other coaches are very jealous of him.
I don't know why he thinks that. Penny Hardaway, I got to tell you, when I look at, and obviously I've watched Memphis a few times. They're in the same conference as UH, so I've followed them. And they're good, but they're not nearly as good as Penny Hardaway seems to think they are. I hate to break it to him. Because they beat Central Florida the other night, he said, this proves we can play with any team in the country.
Well, I know Central Florida is...
Central Florida was picked to win the conference.
Which, okay, but...
It looks like they're not going to. I think we can all agree.
Yeah, I think...
They're not going to.
Which I was, not that I was homering it that Houston should be picked to win the conference, but Cincinnati's pretty damn good.
Cincinnati was actually my pick to win the conference preseason.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, they beat him by 20, and he said they could play with anyone. And Tom Pender said, whoa, beat Houston before you make such statement. Houston would be a much better measuring stick. What is UFC's March Madness all-time record? I love Penny, but he just put a target on his own back. If Memphis doesn't make the tournament, be happy about a nice home win.
I tend to think so, too. And, in fact, I almost faded Memphis tonight against Tulsa, a team that I think is kind of – better than their record
says. They're sort of flying under the radar. They're not a bad team.
And most of their lot, they're 2-6 in conference, which makes you think, oh, they ain't that good. But they're 10-2 at home, 1-5 on the road.
And their conference losses are
to the good teams.
Yeah. So,
I ended up not pulling the trigger, but yeah, I think Memphis, Penny Hardaway, he's, maybe it's going to be good for recruiting. But
he's going to recruit there. He's already got a couple of guys coming in next year. But in response to the tweet, he said, well, that's just his opinion. That's what they're supposed to do, get up there and say some crazy stuff, I guess. I don't know if that's necessarily crazy, but okay.
Is that his way of saying, okay, cool, hook them?
Yeah. Honestly, everyone's opinion is just their opinion. We still have to handle ourselves. We can't worry about what other people think. We have to come to the gym and use that as motivation and keep grinding. The only way you prove them wrong is you win. Okay. But I don't think there's anything that necessarily crazy about saying, well, you didn't really beat anybody. Congratulations.
I mean, if had they gone to Duke and beat Duke or gone to Virginia and beat Virginia and you said, you know what, this proves we can play with anybody in the country, I'd say, yeah, it kind of does. But let's slow down. I get you want to – maybe it's your way of hyping up your guys, but – Let's slow down with what a win over Central Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Wade says, I'm in Buffalo getting hammered with snow, wind, and zero temps. Hopefully I can make it back to Houston tomorrow. I'll give you a 50-50 because I think the weather's supposed to be bad again tomorrow. Not as bad. And today's the really bad day.
Right.
Recently separated. What are the odds a wife and I sort out our issues and live happily ever after? Without knowing the problems.
Yeah, I need to know more details. Yeah. Did you cheat?
Yeah, or... Or you just...
Did she cheat?
Sick of each other?
Did she get pregnant by somebody else? There's too many variables.
Yeah, if it's pregnant by somebody else, that's a hard
tough one to overcome.
Yeah, yeah. But, the point is, if you like each other and you want to work it out, I don't know if separation generally works out for the best.
Yeah.
Angel said, I'm in Chicago for a business trip. Had to stay in the hotel all day. It's brutal. Yeah. We were looking at the temps and everything. It's going to be minus 20 tonight with a wind chill. It's like minus 60. You'd die like in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Bernardo said, Penny mentioned in an interview that other coaches were jealous that his staff consisted of former NBA players.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't be too jealous of that if my team were winning. I don't know. I think good coaches are good coaches, whether they're former NBA players or not.
I mean, I do think having guys with NBA experience is a nice selling point.
Yeah. Yeah, we can help you get to the league. And yeah, I do think Penny has a chance to be a good coach.
I do too.
I don't think this is necessarily a Clyde Drexler thing. I think he's going to not only be able to recruit, but I think he's got some good people around him. It's just,
I don't think he's bad. I just think that he's overselling where he's at right now.
Yeah, I just tone it down a little bit. I mean, unless you're saying, yeah, we can play with anybody in the country for 5 minutes.
Maybe so.
I'd feel that way. See, Anthony Davis got fined $50,000 just for requesting a trade.
That's weird. Is that not allowed anymore?
Apparently not. I think you're being just a little bit harsh with that. I mean, I know $50,000's nothing to him. He's probably spent right. that on one night of alcohol. But if the guy wants to request a trade, that's suddenly a finable offense.
Is it because he did it publicly?
Apparently. But
I mean, did he do it or did his agent do it?
It's probably his agent.
Then
I'd make my agent pay for it.
Yeah.
Did you see the interview that Adam Schefter did with Real Sports?
No.
It aired last night. He's kind of a weird little dude. I actually, many years ago, played golf with him when he was working in Colorado. And he's kind of a different guy. But he's probably, when you think of the guys who break news on Twitter, he's probably number one.
Yeah, he's followed closely by fake Adam Schefter.
Right. I think Woj is up there.
Yeah.
And maybe Ian Rappaport.
Remember when Chris Mortensen used to be one of those guys, and then everyone figured out that he was kind of full of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still with them?
I don't know what he does now, but...
But apparently
he's follow him on Twitter, so I don't know.
His thing is he loves breaking stories, and he basically said breaking stories is like a drug. That's the rush he gets from it.
He gets off on that.
Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah.
What do you is there anything like that you get a rush out of? Where it's like a drug?
I mean, I've always said, like, once you, like, fight in a cage where someone wants to hurt you in front of all your friends and family, it's really hard to beat that sensation. But I have to imagine that's somewhat different than breaking a story on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, but that's really what he does. That's all he does.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of. What I get a rush out of like that.
Did you get into that when you were working at the Chronicle? Being the first to do something?
You know, no, I didn't get the same rush from being the first as much as I did like when you really nailed something. When you wrote a story where you felt like you really captured the person.
Right.
That was a pretty good rush.
You know what else is a good rush? When people write articles and say you're the best radio station, and then they don't mention you, but they mention everybody on the morning show.
Yeah, that's all right.
That does it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Triangle does it for me.
They're pretty good, too. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and I'm not saying they're all full of it, but I'm just going to let you know some of them are full of it. They're going to throw offers at you that sound great up front. They may say, how about free weekends or free nights or cash bonuses? And the list will go on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers. And I'm sorry to hear that, because a lot of the times you'll find out later on, you're paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees onto your bill. What's going on with that? That's not what you signed up for. You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. You know why? Because they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call today, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Hey, guys, come out to our pre-Super Bowl broadcast with Charlie Palillo, The Usual Suspects, and The Blitz.
Boom.
At the Twin Peaks 290 location, we'll be giving away a $200 and $50 Twin Peaks gift card for you to host your own Super Bowl party at your choice of Twin Peaks locations. You have to be present at the broadcast to win. The gift card must be used on Super Bowl Sunday, and don't forget to stop by the ESPN table to enter to win and also play Super Bowl squares to win other ESPN goodies.
Dude, you could throw a hell of a Super Bowl party with $250.
Yeah.
Like, I would bring me and, like, maybe one other dude.
You could do two, probably, for $250. Maybe three. Depending on how much they drink. So
yeah. How about two and a designated driver?
Or you tell the people that you bring that you're paying for all their food and beer, they just catch the Uber.
That works too. Or how about this? At the end of the day, like at the end of the game, you get the check, you say, "Hey, Tyler, your portion's $50. Fred, your portion's $60. You guys can just Venmo me and then close it up and hand it to the waitress. And then you make some money off your boys. How about that?
Well, I would not invite friends for that. I would invite people I don't really like that I hang out with. Of course, I don't really have anybody I don't like.
I mean, but who do you not like that you want to spend 4 or 5 hours with watching the Super Bowl?
My wife.
Okay.
No.
Well, there you go.
Just kidding.
There's your answer.
Just kidding.
You can't get her to Venmo you money, though.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out. But no, most of the people I know, I would want to share the gift card with them.
Right.
Be friendly. 713-780-ESPN. 713 says, quick HBO question. Did you guys ever watch The Night Of? If Night, I recommend. Yeah, we watched that. I actually watched the original English version.
Of The Night Of?
Yeah, which was a little better.
What?
Yeah.
I liked that show.
Yeah, it was good.
Austin says, what are the odds Conor wins another title or beats Khabib? I don't think he can beat Khabib. If he wins another title, it'll be off of somebody else. I don't know what his plan is. I mean, he's beat Max Holloway before. I don't know that he's ever going to go back to 145. I don't know how much you heard, Fred, about those guys and their suspensions. Khabib got a year-long suspension from the Nevada State Athletic Commission and got fined $500,000.
Yeah, I saw that. And he's going to wind up costing him about $750 in legal fees and paying for his boys.
That's a lot. Yeah, his entire team got suspended for a year. Now, he did have the opportunity to get his sentence cut in half. Did you hear that news?
I did hear that news.
All he has to do is record a PSA about bullying. And that doesn't seem...
See, I thought he was supposed to do some community work about bullying, too.
I think that's what it was. They wanted him to record an anti-bullying PSA, and they were going to consider that the community service. I don't know if it's going to be made public, but I don't know if he's going to actually, if the state is going to accept this, but we got our hands on Khabib's PSA. Hello, this is Khabib Nurmagomedov. Listen to my words. Bullying. This is the number one bullshit in America. Don't be a bully. Don't fuck with people on the religion. Don't fuck with people on the family. Don't fuck with people on the culture.
If you are this bully, you need to be fucking smashed. This is number one advice for when bully is in your life. Smash his fucking face. If this bully has more bully friends, smash their fucking face too. Smash everyone who is bully. Maybe you won't be allowed to go back to work. Maybe they will take $500,000 from you. But at least you smash their fucking bully face. Remember, bully is trash and bullshit. Don't do it or you will get smashed. Thank you.
That's a pretty good PSA. I would think, I mean, if I were you, or I mean, if you were a bully, that would make you want to not bully, right?
We should start running that in our PSAs.
Do you think bullying is a problem around here? I did bully Juggalo Trey into getting his hair cut yesterday, yeah. Apparently, on accident.
He looked pretty good, too.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see him.
He did. You do bully people sometimes.
Who do I bully?
Interns, producers, guests. Other than that, really, not too many people. Oh, well, that was interesting. I have to save a few of those quotes from that.
Yeah, we should.
And you know, there's some places you could use those.
Yeah, but I mean, the audio quality wasn't great on that. It sounded like
he needs to go back to the studio and try it again.
Sounded like a fake Khabib to me.
Really? Like, but Khabib on a mobile?
Yeah. Khabib.
Tamara Steelers girl says, listening to you guys on the way home about Mort report, says he's reported so many incorrect and fake news on Twitter. He's been called out so many times.
He probably just said, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame him.
But yeah, his suspension, if he does the whatever actual community service they want him to do, he can fight again in April.
Right.
So he's also said he may not fight in Nevada again because of all this.
He might not.
But I think if they gave him the right fight and the right money, I bet he would. Oh, I don't know. That's a proud dude, man.
He is.
And he doesn't seem to care about money.
But that's a guy. He's also a guy who's going to, I mean, there's a lot of money to be made with him. So he's in a weird spot because I know money's not important to him, but at the same time, how much time does he really have of really peak earning? And this is it.
They should reduce his sentence by making him say, I love crepes. Well played.
Matt says, what are the odds USC, currently second in the Pac-12, is a tournament team? How bad is the Pac-12 outside of Washington? USC making the tournament, I would put it roughly 20-25% right now.
That really couldn't be a one big. I know they're not very good, but that can't be a one bid league.
If the tournament started today, Arizona State would be they'd be the second team in from the Pac-12. But it could easily be a one bid league. But you know, you said outside of Washington. Washington's not that great either. It's crazy that the Pac-12 is suddenly a really bad basketball conference. But they are. UCLA is a total mess. Arizona's not good. I mean, Arizona, I guess, I mean, they've got an outside shot to making the tournament, but they're probably more of a NIT contending team. But yeah, it's crazy how that's happened. But yeah, I don't think USC is high up on that list.
Yeah, I say it about the things that I get a natural high off of, like Schefter with his tweets.
Yeah.
Being right about a big poker hand or a big horse bet, that's a pretty good rush when you're right about it.
Yeah.
It's also a punch in the nads when you're wrong, but it just the figuring something out and being right.
Yeah. It's a big rush when you do a fake Khabib accent and people like it.
Yeah.
And then it's not a great rush when Lamont says Fred Fowler's redneck is better than AJ's Russian.
I think that's kind of a fact.
All the other feedback was positive except Lamont. He basically is saying,
you didn't see the text line.
Oh well. I don't. Yeah.
But no one mentioned.
Thank
no one
God,
mentioned
that's
my
why I don't look at yeah. that. I don't need negative feedback on my Russian accent.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. So yeah, it sounded a little bit more like an angry Teddy KGB on speed.
I mean, that's what Khabib sounds like.
Well, then you got it.
Yeah,
you nailed it.
And by the way, that wasn't me. That was Khabib.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. It was Khabib.
Thank you.
Khabib on a mobile, right?
Right.
So that makes it okay, right, when you say on a mobile?
I think that pretty much clears everything up.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what'll clear up how you feel when you've been drinking. Some Cheers. And people can be asking me, what's the deal with Cheers and Thrive Plus? It's the same company. It's the same product. They just changed the name to Cheers. New year and new branding. It's a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol, and it helps all of us that drink. 60% of Americans, by the way. I'm guessing Blitzers, much higher percentage than 60%. You're going to feel better the next day. And the thing is, if you're going to have even a few drinks, you just take three of these at the end of the night before you go to bed, and you're going to wake up the next morning and feel like you didn't drink at all. That's how I feel. And number one question I get is, does it work? You better believe it. I have to be up at 5:30 every morning, and if I do stay out and drink a few, man, I can't be sloppy the next day. And that's why I use Thrive anytime I drink. And if I forget to take it, I know about it. And you don't have to take my word for it, man. It was developed by a team of five PhDs. Brooks and his team, they're terrific. They use it, so they know how it works. And it gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Order by 4 o'clock. And they'll get the product on your doorstep the next day because they're based right here in Houston. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. And if you don't feel at least 50% better, they're going to give you your money back. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, if you have not gotten it yet, go pick up your copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago, greatest novel ever written by a Houston radio host. Available on Amazon.com. It's available on BarnesandNoble.com. If you're a Nook person, if you're a Kindle person, it's available there. Apple Books, and you will enjoy it. If you buy one and bring it to one of the any event we're doing, I'll sign it for you. Did that today for a young gentleman who was in. Also, check out sportsmap.com, which is blowing up. The you guys were talking about your Southern gentleman is your true calling. I think my best one is my racist Indian accent, but I probably should retire.
I don't like that one.
I probably should retire that one because it's probably racist.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense the one time when I did it on the phone call. But other than that, it probably should be retired. But I object to being called a redneck. Maynard Monroe, Pasadena, Texas. All right, let's get to the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, sometimes police make mistakes. And it's what happened here. And if you look at the mugshot of this guy, you would probably think, yeah, he's...
He looks like he would have no regrets.
yeah, no regrets tattooed on him.
Yeah.
And he also looks like he would certainly be caught with heroin.
That, yeah, wouldn't be shocking.
And he was arrested for just that. On felony heroin trafficking charges, and he spent 6 weeks in jail. Except one little problem. The narcotic that he allegedly possessed was actually laundry detergent.
No.
How does it take you 6 weeks to test that?
Yeah, it seems like you'd be able to figure that out more quickly.
29-year-old Matthew Kroll has got the arresting officer fired and dismissal of drug charges against 11 other individuals who were arrested by the same guy. He was arrested in early December after O'Leary responded to a call about a suspicious vehicle in a KFC parking lot in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Kroll was sleeping in his blue Astro van with an open can of beer in the cup holder and a pipe containing a green leafy substance in plain view. Upon awaking, he said, "I was tired and only was drinking one beer on my way home from work." A search of the vehicle also turned up a bag wrapped with a cord, which contained a white powder-like substance. The bag was found in the driver's side door compartment. A field test tested positive for heroin. Okay, you better get that.
You may want to get your testing device looked at.
The deputy, he messed up. He didn't test it is what happened.
Yeah.
Because he added that he conducted a second test at the county jail, which also yielded a positive result for heroin. He denied the ownership. He said, it's not mine. I don't do hard drugs. And he said he recently purchased a vehicle. Maybe the man who sold him the van used it to run drugs. And but he was locked up, $100,000 bond. And he did plead guilty to marijuana possession and tampering with evidence.
Hmm.
But they once they determined he was in possession of laundry detergent, they dropped the trafficking charge, which that carries a mandatory minimum of 25 years in prison. So
the heroin charge would have?
Yeah.
What was the charge for having weed and the open beer?
They declined to pursue the lesser drug counts.
Because they messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's time probably served. A good call.
His rap sheet includes convictions for marijuana possession, drunk driving, disorderly conduct, burglary, violating probation, and careless driving. Before last month, he'd never been accused of trafficking narcotics. So he's a weed-smoking dude.
That happens.
Yeah. Somebody said there's
leave guys alone.
Yeah. So somebody said there's a long line for testing drugs at a lab. We have the same problem in Texas. Hmm. Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
But who wraps laundry detergent like that unless... He's right, and the other guy was pretending to sell drugs.
First of all, who still uses powdered laundry detergent?
Well, the guy said that he was living in his van, right?
I guess maybe it's more practical. But secondly, if you use powdered laundry detergent, can't you just smell it and realize,
not if you're high on heroin. You probably couldn't tell.
That's probably true.
Sell it to people who are already there.
And I don't know what heroin smells like, but I imagine it doesn't smell like gain.
I have no clue. I honestly don't. So, A32 says, "Hey Fred, I just finished that show Rake, and I love it. Thanks for the suggestion. I miss that show. I'm sorry that it's they ended it after 5 years. That was a great freaking find by accident on Netflix or Prime.
I guess I'm gonna have to check it out."
It's you would love it. It's just a degenerate lawyer who does all the stuff that if you were a single lawyer, you would probably do. And then some.
Yeah.
So it just I enjoyed that show. So it reminds me a lot of my friends, too. And, you know, he's pretty good at his job, but he's also a total bleep up.
Right.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 936 says heroin smells like vinegar. You know what? Means I'll never do it. Anything that smells like vinegar, I'm against. But
we got to get back to the sarcasm thing on Twitter. What? Sarcasm font.
Why? What now? What happened now?
I tweeted out the link from Houston Press, which if I wasn't happy about our station being chosen as the best radio station in Houston this year.
Of course we're happy about that.
I wouldn't have tweeted it out.
Yeah.
But I said, apparently I work at the best radio station in Houston. Also, apparently having the top-rated sports show 11 out of 12 months last year didn't get us mentioned in the story, but I'm not bitter at all, not even a little. Then someone replies, yet you typed up a whole paragraph about not being mentioned. I'd say you're pretty bitter, pal. What? It's really simple. Does that sound like I was serious?
You can't tell on. There people will tweet stuff at us that I think I'll read it and think, dude, why are you being such a dickweed? And they're trying to be funny. It just doesn't come off that way.
I guess.
So I've going back to the sarcasm font. I've noticed on Reddit a lot of times people will use /s to denote sarcasm, but. That's a pretty dumb way. Like a font
that ruins the joke.
A real font would actually help.
Like,
yeah, it does ruin the joke. But
here's the deal with sarcasm: it's like sometimes ironic, or it's supposed to be made to look I don't know, a certain way. People are just dumb.
You can't
be funny in 2019 anymore because everybody, I mean.
Well, listen.
Everyone's got something up their.
Yes and no. I do think there is a problem in Twitter more than anything, because people take Twitter as seriously as they do. It's harder for people to recognize when you're joking.
Maybe so.
And sometimes it you intend it that way, but it doesn't necessarily come off that way. Because I mean, I'm guilty of reading stuff sometimes and saying, what the hell is this guy talking about? And they're trying to be funny, and it doesn't come off that way. It's harder with the written word in a short form on Twitter where everybody's a dickweed.
Right.
Because you have so many people who are just being a-holes on there.
Right.
That's your first assumption, which I admit I'm guilty of. Sometimes I'll see it and say, well, why is this guy being such a jerk? Oh, he was being funny. I get it now. Well, especially when you're doing a show and you're reading a bunch of tweets one after the other, it's easy to make that mistake. So, all right, guys. Well, let me tell you one thing that's not a mistake. How about credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream? How about all those credit cards that you ran up over the holidays? You can lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. Save thousands in interest. Pay off those cards and consolidate it into one bill, and you can save a bunch of money. The rate's fixed, so if rates go up, your low rate won't budge. You can get a loan from $5,000 up to $100,000. Get your money as soon as the day you apply. It's 100% online, no fees. And they believe people with good credit deserve a low rate and an easy process, and that's what they're going to do for you. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.